Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Highs level off around 92 today under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 69 tonight, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 95. Clear skies and dry Sunday and Monday. Upper 90s, Sunday near 100 by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 82.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A district court blocks a 2025 bill that eliminates the three-day grace period for mail-in ballots. That means as long as your ballot is postmarked on or before Election Day, it will still be counted as long as it arrives within 3 days of the election. A new flight option coming to Wichita. Southwest Airlines adding nonstop services between Wichita and Nashville, and that begins next March. Tickets for the flights are already available. KC 2026 sharing the attendance numbers for this year's World Cup. Kansas City hosted 6 World Cup games, which had over 400,000 attend. And that's just below the average capacity, a little over 69,000 people for Arrowhead. Another 400,000 people attended Fan Fest events. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Some call us flyover country. Others think we're just a stop on the highway. Well, they're both wrong. Small towns are the heart of Kansas, and our voices matter, no matter how far we are from KC or Wichita.
That's why we must vote no on the deceptive Supreme Court amendment. Right now, judges on the Kansas Supreme Court represent every part of our state, not just the big cities. They're not politicians. They're constitutional experts. And we already have the power to vote for or against them.
But if this amendment passes, rural voters will have less power and less say, because it turns judges into politicians, giving billionaire political donors the power to buy seats on the court and decide the law in Kansas. Don't let that happen.
Voting no stops big money and big cities from taking over our state Supreme Court. So do your part to protect rural Kansas. Vote no on August 4th.
Paid for by Kansans United for Impartial Courts. Chair Micah Kubik.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Transportation and the Kansas Highway Patrol announced the launch of the Kansas Crash Data System, a modernized platform that will serve as the new statewide standard for law enforcement crash reporting. As part of this transition, the state is sunsetting the crash report forms in the Kansas Law Enforcement Reporting System. KDOT, the agency of record for Kansas crash reporting, developed the new system based on National Model Minimum Uniform Crash Criteria standards to improve data collection across the state. This transition marks the future of Kansas crash reporting, bringing new technology and efficiency to law enforcement agencies. The Kansas Department of Transportation said the Kansas crash data system streamlines crash reporting across the state by allowing automated verification, improving data quality, and providing faster access to statewide safety data. Officials said the system will save law enforcement officers and staff time, improve reporting accuracy, and provide better data for statewide traffic safety analysis. Kansas law enforcement agencies have until September 1st to choose how they will interact with the new system. Agencies can choose to integrate their internal records management systems directly with KCDS or use a new web-based data entry form. Law enforcement agencies seeking more information about the transition or requesting account access can visit Kansas Crash Data System. A remarkable academic journey at Fort Hays State University is proving that age doesn't have to limit achievement. Gilberto Guerra began taking college classes online at just 9 years old. By age 13, he had earned a bachelor's degree from Fort Hays State with a perfect 4.0 GPA. Now he's added a master's degree in computer science to that accomplishment and is already working toward a second master's degree. Guerra credits his success to a family that placed a high value on education. education. Homeschooled from an early age, he was studying high school level material by 7 years old and was ready for college a year later. Finding a university willing to enroll an 8-year-old wasn't easy. Many schools turned him away because of his age. Fort Hays State took a different approach, focusing on his academic ability instead. Because he lived outside Kansas, Guerrera completed his coursework through the university's online program. University faculty, advisors, and staff helped guide him through the admissions process and supported him throughout his studies. Even with a demanding workload and family responsibilities, including helping care for a close family friend in hospice, Guerrera maintained his perfect academic record. Fort Hays State officials say his success reflects not only exceptional talent, but also humility, dedication, and a lifelong love of learning. The Kansas Department of Revenue says it has stopped more than $230 million in fraudulent tax fund payments since 2019. State officials say sophisticated fraud detection software flags suspicious tax returns for additional review before refunds are issued. The goal is to make sure refunds go to legitimate taxpayers, not scammers. Revenue Secretary Mark Burghardt said every dollar lost to fraud is money that can't be used for public education, highway construction, or other essential government services. While the extra review can sometimes delay refunds, officials say the added security helps protect taxpayer dollars. The department is also reminding Kansans to stay alert for tax scams and identity theft and to report suspicious activity. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial Norton County Economic Development Board, the Norton County Economic Development Board met July 14th at the Economic Development Office. The meeting was called to order by Wally Burton. Members present included Dale Jacobson, Andrew Black, Marvin Matchett, Aaron Hale, Curtis Evely, Sam Nicholson, and Wally Burton. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Aaron Hale to approve the June meeting minutes. Motion carried with all in favor. Old business, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, and Aaron Hale summarized the results of the interview committee's work on the search for a new director. They reported that interviews were conducted with two qualified candidates and an offer has been accepted by one of the candidates. Andrew Black made the motion to have John Griffiths, board president, contact the board attorney and have a contract drawn up that will include a probationary period for the prospective hire. Marvin Matchett seconded the motion and it carried, all in favor. A motion was tabled discussion on the East Side development until a later date was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dale Jacobson. The motion carried with all in favor. A motion was made to call a special meeting for July 21st in the Economic Development Office by Andrew Black with a second from Marvin Matchett. Motion carried, all in favor. With no director in place, no director's report was presented. A motion was made by Marvin Matchett and seconded by Dale Jacobson to adjourn the meeting. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A similar trend as recent USDA beef production and price forecasts continue in the July outlook. Rod Bain has the details.
Another month of tightening beef production forecast, leading to a rise in projected steer prices. The summary from USDA's July meat outlook. This is World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski.
We raised our steer price forecast for 2026 by 94 cents per hundredweight. Now it is at $251.10 per hundredweight, and we expect that strength to continue into 2027, given the tight supplies. That price forecast was raised by 50 cents per hundredweight to $254.25.
As for the beef production forecast this month,
lowered this month for this calendar year, what we're observing observing is lower steer and heifer slaughter. The 2027 reduction mainly reflects lower placements in the second half of 2026, which will result in fewer available steers and heifer for slaughter in 2027.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
All right, Rod, thank you very much for the update. 16 state corn organizations sent a letter to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley and Ranking Member Dick Durbin requesting they call on the Department of Justice to expedite its investigation of the fertilizer industry. Federal Trade Commission Chair Andrew Ferguson called for an investigation into the fertilizer industry and their business practices in late May. The letter from the state organizations emphasizes the importance of continued pressure to see the investigation through on behalf of U.S. farmers. They said announcements on reports of the investigation are welcome news, but it will take decisive action to restore free and fair markets as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says America's farmers face a labor crisis.
It's the biggest limiting factor that we have in American agriculture. I didn't choose to quit milking cows because I love dairy, but I had to make the choice to quit because I could not find dependable labor that would show up every day to help me get it done.
But Duvall is hopeful about a bill in the House Ag Committee which would expand a seasonal guest worker program to year-round. He credits Committee Chair G.T. Thompson.
He's been a champion for agriculture, and as chairman, he's exercising his authority to take care of the real problems that farmers and ranchers are facing. In the real world, we need workers.
Learn more at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Looks like we can expect to see a hot one ahead for us here once again this afternoon. Temperatures are expected to linger right around about the mid to lower 90s, primarily a few spotty areas in the upper 80s, it looks like, for the southeastern portions of Kansas this afternoon. For the most part, it actually looks fairly average for this time of the year, right where we should be, with the exception of those upper 80s in the southwestern portions of the state. Looks like mostly sunny skies for the western portions of the state, but more of a mixture of clouds and sun for the eastern portions, particularly as we get to the later afternoon hours for today. For tonight, it looks like mostly clear skies develop across the state, with overnight lows lingering in the 70s for the central and eastern portions of Kansas, getting into the mid to upper 60s for the western portions. As we get to Saturday, it looks like a similar day. There's a high pressure system off to the south with a stationary front off to the north, and we are on the warmer side of that. So once again, we'll see temperatures lingering primarily in the mid to lower 90s. A few warmer spots in the south central portions of the state, getting up right around about the upper 90s, mostly sunny skies across the region for tomorrow. Sunday, mostly sunny skies across the state as well, and it looks like a little bit warmer even, with temperatures lingering in the mid to upper 90s, close to 100 degrees once again for the south central portions of the state, even into the northwestern parts as well. You cross the border into portions of Nebraska, it looks like even warmer temperatures for those folks there. That warm front continues to push through here for the start of the work week on Monday. Temperatures in the upper 90s to just above 100 degrees across the state. Above average for this time of the year, again, as we should be around about the mid to lower 90s, with mostly sunny skies for the day. By Tuesday, a cold front begins to push through the northern portions of the state, lingering in the mid-90s there, but still above 100 degrees for the southern portions of the state, with mostly sunny skies. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side.
Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at kqnk.com. And never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
The High Plains Classic Hits.
Classic Hits.
Q106.7.